Yeah, I'm like, the thing is that the law has always referred to the Ten Commandments. So when people refer to the law, it's the Ten Commandments. Now, Deuteronomy 5:22 actually recalls the whole event of how Moses got the Ten Commandments and everything. And in verse 22, it says, "These are the commandments the Lord proclaimed in a loud voice to your whole assembly there on the mountain from out of the fire, the cloud, and the deep darkness. And he added nothing more. Then he wrote them on two stone tablets and gave them to me." So you see that he added nothing more, meaning that these are the main things God wanted us to follow. And then he was done. You know, the other things, chapter 21 and so on, they're more like the minor laws, just kind of like, you know, day-to-day things. You know, they're never meant to, like, you know, be the things that make us holy, you know, or to try and sanctify us, you know, whereas the law, that's a starting point for trying to do that for our lives. And now when we look at the law was just the basic starting point. And Jesus always took it to the next level. You got to love this, okay? You know, Matthew 5, Jesus would say, "You have heard it was said, but I tell you." So, you know, like murder. If you think hatred towards somebody, you're guilty of murder in his eyes. If you think about someone lustfully, you're already guilty of adultery in his eyes, and divorce, and so on. You know, I mean, like, Jesus started with the law, but took it to the meaning that the Spirit really intended, the Holy Spirit. And so in Exodus, those other laws, I mean, like, it starts going to things like about, you know, if you happen to own a slave and this happens and that happens. And, you know, these are just like day-to-day in and out activities that were happening at that time. And some things no longer apply to our modern society and stuff. So as I said, they weren't meant to help bring one to holiness. It was just like, okay, if you're lost, this is what you do.
Yeah. You know. Well, I'm even thinking a great example is how to deal with different, you know, conditions and like skin conditions and maybe some diseases. When in today's day and age, of course, it's advanced to the point where, you know, we have come so far with medical information that we no longer have to do that or practice that.
Yeah, like Exodus, Leviticus in particular is famous for having all these little things, like even how to deal with mold and what to do if someone has sickness.
Yeah, very interesting.
You know, just all these different things. But yet, were any of these things about making one holy in God's sight? No.
Yeah.
And so the law, it helps us to illuminate what we need to get rid of to get closer to God, but not to save us. Just illuminate us, you know, just to what needs to change.